step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's bardic basement bite size, we have Jemima Hughes' Sit Back and Don't Relax, a multi-slam winner and runner-up in the 2020 UK Slam. Jemima Hughes is a performance poet who will drag you through the minefield of the unorthodox. She will take you on a journey through her own experiences, providing a relatable outlet and encouraging conversation. Not for the faint-hearted, but definitely from the heart.
Boom, boom, boom. My heart, echoing your knock, knock, knock. My eyes dart at the clock. You're late. I make you wait for all of 15 seconds as I straighten up my hair that's already straight. I push down the handle along with my eagerness. A creak mimicking myself, questioning adrenaline rushes to my blushing cheeks. Eyes of intent greet me. Your air of arrogance enters before you, passing my self-control, making it swift exit. This is no Brexit. Drink? After the day I've had? Absolutely. I haven't had that kind of day. But you don't need to know that. This small talk is only in the way. If dignity came served in a tumbler over ice with a slice and tasted like Kraken, you brought rum? Sweet. Then I would drink it neat. But my dignity slips away as seamlessly as the liquor wanders astray into my bloodstream. You're ready to play. I noticed you scan my body with those plunge pool eyes. They're black, right? Funny. So are mine. I spent just enough time making myself look fine, just enough effort to look hot, plus a little extra effort to make it look like I haven't had to make the effort to look this hot. Your weakness was emphasised when your plunge pool eyes stopped at my thighs. The upper handed to me, I'm in control, but you intended me to be. Didn't you? You're unaware of my reasoning, but for that, I thank you. It might be the Kraken telling me to crack on, but I'm all ears. Inhibitions disappear, our chemistry shifting up a gear. As our movements intensify, our bodies become further intertwined. My effervescence screaming availability, the perfect cover for my harboured hostility. But your focus is pinpointed on my agility, my not-so-graceful motion and my gnarly flexibility. I was hooked when you lifted me off of my feet, those thighs, you remember? They gripped you. We both felt the heat. Only since that moment, I was planning my retreat. I parallel my libidinous temperament with yours, overflowing temptation encouraging me to explore. Pressure passes from my body to yours. I privately question how much longer I can endure. I can feel the intoxication, but I can't gauge the cause. It could be you, the rum, or the fear of unloosing my most substantial flaw. All is not as it appears, but you're tantalising my every sense, even through swallowed tears, so I persevere. Because I am worthy of this liberation, your generosity and stimulation, but my mind is rejecting your invitation and I'm writhing away into my foreseen damnation. I feel as though I'm choking on my extreme palpitations. The adrenaline that flushed my cheeks has now activated a fight or flight flirtation. In an attempt to convince my mind that this is not an obligation, you're reading my body language and sets my hesitation. We both retract. That trigger word, relax. I shake and I shake off my unwelcome flashback, a colossal drawback of being damaged goods. To feel like your body has been hijacked. This is shaping up to be one spectacular anti-climax.
You can find her social media links in the description. And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our Ko-fi page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.